constant protection. Faith is not a seed. However much that I do, I sell that.
Faith
is not a seed. The truth is, the Bible says that we were assigned a measure of faith, each of us, long ago. We were assigned a measure of faith, a certain amount. And His chosen ones, my sheep hear my voice, they react to His call by faith, automatically. We have it. Oh, not all men have faith, but all His chosen do. You have faith, and when you hear the gospel, you respond to it by faith, thereby beginning to prove who you are. Well, the others, it did not meet with faith in the hearers, and it was of no benefit to them. Well, we're going to have to get into that. That's one of the bases of telling who you are. Do you have faith? Are you of those who still have faith, or have you lost it? You got to decide. We are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but have faith. Have it. We're justified by believing in Jesus, and we continue to be justified by faith. Now here's a statement, something like this. By the measure of faith that was assigned us long ago, we respond to His call to come to Him and receive our measure of grace. Perhaps we already received it. We receive grace, which is always sufficient for us. Then by our faith, we can begin to realize that we really are His chosen and elect. And this faith leads us to follow Him then. Not to earn salvation, but as the normal result of salvation that has already been seen to exist and is further seen through faith. Now, something like that, we're going to find out. I wonder, the more evangelical a church is, the more imbalance there is. I wonder if that's the rule. The price of fervency and evangelism is error. I wonder if that is, I just want to consider. Free is a grace word. One of the words around grace, free. And being set free. Free is a grace word. Being set free by and through grace is one of the fundamentals. You're set free by grace. Does that ring a bell? Yeah. Or not really? Yeah. Not really. Okay, not really.
No.
But these will go on. Being set free by and through grace. For freedom, Christ has set you free. And don't use it to take advantage. Nevertheless, He has set us free, and it's over and done with. And we will prove who we are if we value what He's done. The truth is, we must be led by His Spirit to walk by faith in His saving grace. Truth is, we must be led by His Spirit to walk by faith in His saving grace. Grace is the basis, but faith is how we operate. Gospel is the statement, Romans is the explanation, and the letters are the application. Now, you come from grace in interpreting the New Testament. Something I never did, rather interpret the New Testament. Now that I mention it, now I'm being double cautious now. But the olive tree has something to do with grace. whether it is Jesus, grace working through Jesus, we are the branches, there's some connection in some way. We're going to have to look for that. All that you do, do out of thankfulness that He has called you, justified you, and supplied you with faith, and that you are His chosen. If you see these things are true in you, that is, has He called you, has He justified you, and given you faith? That right there is proof that we are the elect then. You have to go into various ones of these and find them all, so that we have confidence, real confidence, and no false confidence. We have faith in His promise, and it doesn't even mention grace. By grace, His making a way and His decision, those are grace parts of what grace is. What is grace? That's a hard one. We have some dictionaries here we can go into. Is it more correct to say relying on God's grace than relying on God, or vice versa? Let's find out. How do you rely on Him except for His gift basis? Now, grace is something like a gift basis. Some connection, some way. While I'm on it, I still can't believe. I walk in here, and I actually even spelled it out. I actually pushed it and said, is it wrong to rely on faith? Is it wrong to do it? And you still went for it. Even with the, is it wrong to? Right?
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, that's a red flag, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody wags. Is it wrong to rely on faith? Just think about it. Now, the heart of the grace issue. The very fact that it's not by faith we're saved, it's through faith. That one word makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. You watch for that. You'll never see saved by faith in the Bible. We have them all written out here, all the combinations of words, how many. Saved by faith, in bold letters, twice. Relying on Jesus means relying on His grace a lot. There is no relying on Jesus without His grace. It isn't really relying on Him. Maybe good intentions, and He's merciful, but it's wrong, but He supplies more grace. You're blind, you have no guilt. Oh, we've been blind to His grace. That's it, to stop Him from supplying all the more, though. To learn a lesson. The order, saved by His grace, led by His Spirit, walking by faith. Those are the three that are necessary. They have to be rightly related, operating accordingly in our lives and in our church. Certainly among the older ones. Now the younger ones, the next lamb that you find. And another thing, this expression, leading someone to Jesus. Is there any validity in that expression? Is that total? We have to consider that. Another thing, Gail has been watching me last few days.